In an astonishing U-turn, mere hours after President Ramaphosa and ANC Secretary General informed the media of South Africa's intention to withdraw from the Rome Statute and the International Criminal Court, the presidency issued a sudden statement apologizing for Ramaphosa's erroneous comments, clarifying that the ANC in fact wishes for South Africa to remain a signatory to the Rome Statute. This diplomatic blunder is indicative of the deep ideological divisions within the ANC, now on display in vivid technicolor detail as the world watches. It is also clear that South Africa has no firm foreign policy position on which to rely as a guiding light in matters of such grave importance. Rather, our president and ministers make it up as they go, kowtowing to whichever faction of the ANC shouts the loudest on any given day. On the back of this embarrassing blunder, President Ramaphosa must now assure the global community that South Africa will indeed uphold its legal obligations and arrest Vladimir Putin should he attend the BRICS summit in August. The DA will continue to shine the torch of freedom, justice, and democracy as the ANC unravels in real time. I'm Emma Louise Powell, the DA's Shadow Minister for International Relations and Cooperation.